Two right, the beginning of channel two right, and this is the beginning of that bad tape. I'm transferring it, the one I spoiled. I'm transferring it now, a week or two late. I haven't been able to face it. I'm transferring it from the tape that I spoiled. Now this is a good tape, but I'm transferring it from the other one, so it'll be on both. And it'll be continued on channel 2 over. Now, this is channel 2 right. This is channel 2 right. And this is the tape. And this is the tape I spoiled. Now, this is a good tape, but this is one I spoiled the other one with. See, this is from Thursday after breakfast. Too early in the morning, the 19th of November, 1970. And I'm transferring it from the 6th of November, from the tape made on the 6th of November. And that's the one that I spoiled, the part of this tape on the 6th of November. Now this is, I'm transferring it now, this is a tape I made of Miss Daisy on Thursday morning after breakfast, the 19th of November, 1970. And this is channel 2 right. Now this is channel 2 right. This is channel 2 right, and this is a tape that I made on the 19th of November, 1970, right after breakfast, and it was too early in the morning, so I got it. I erased one of the good tapes, the one of 6th of November, 1970, at least part of it. And this is a transfer. I'm transferring it now in order to get it together, and this is continued on the other side, channel 2 over. This is a channel. This is channel 2 right, Thursday morning, the 19th of November, 1970, right after breakfast, and Faye has already been down to see Miss Daisy, and now she's going down to get her, and it's still just 8:30. We're starting early. This Thursday morning, the 19th of November, 1970, channel 2 right. Miss Daisy hadn't been up, and we miss, you see. This Thursday morning, the 19th of November, 1970, channel 2 right, and the beginning with a visit with Miss Daisy. Miss Daisy's, Faye just gone down to get Miss Daisy for her visit. This Thursday morning, the 19th of November, 1970, channel 2 right. Channel 2 right, this Thursday morning, 19th of November, 1970, channel 2 right, beginning a visit with Miss Daisy. Beginning to visit Miss Daisy this Thursday morning, the 19th of November, 1970. Early for this visit, 8:30. The last visit was late in the afternoon. And she didn't have her vigor, and I thought it was very poor tape, and it was a new view of everything she touched.
If your chair's over here. It's been so long. Oh. Stay over here. Did the frost get a lot of your flowers?
Thermal.
Now look, didn't get those violets.
No, no, it didn't get the violets.
Well,
Well, my flowers, they haven't done so well this year. No, I don't know what was wrong or what the dryness or what, but they didn't bloom much. And I ain't had so many. But I was thankful for what I had.
Yeah. To go in so early.
That's right. That gives you a little chance to visit. Well, I haven't been this week. I've been home all the week. You see, they working on that house up there, and you can't do nothing. You can't hardly see how to walk around up there. Mm-hmm. So she washes they little dishes, it ain't nobody but him and her. So him and her keep up with that little dishy. Since I don't come, but Lord, when they get it finished, when they get through, it's gonna be nice.
They working on the inside too?
They're working on the inside and outside.
Ooh.
Putting in new windows and new wash tubs, fixing the brand new bathroom shoes. But all that, had to tear all that out, you see, and then they got to put it all back. It's going to really be nice when they finish it.
So you haven't been working this week?
No, I haven't been since Saturday. I'm supposed to go Friday and Saturday. And people left. I don't think I went. I went Saturday morning. That was about all.
Well, I thought we'd drink a little something hot.
I think something hot is the best thing to do for this morning.
Chilly day.
I don't. If it just don't get too cold. Now like this, I don't mind it. I was gonna stay work around there in the house till it got kind of warm outside. And I was thinking, Miss Mars, I was going out there and start cutting them old dead branches off. I don't like to see dead things. They don't look pretty.
Now what would that be on?
That bush right there by the door.
Oh.
And a little on the corner around yon and some lilies I had around there. It's not so much to do. I done cut lots the days I've been home. I done some. But if I ain't gonna have no flowers, no blooms, I don't think I ought to have dead limbs up there. Miss Lois was over to the house one day, and my bush was blooming pretty. She said, "Oh, Daisy, it's how beautiful your bush is." So how come it's blooming and mine ain't? I said, "I don't know."
I thought she could make anything bloom.
Yeah, she has a plenty of things around there to bloom. But he do more work with him than she do. You know, since he's home, you might say. I think he go out to the farm, just like they run in a tide or something of and need him, he go out there, but most time he's working there around his house. Then his boy, he comes up and help him with the yard when he get a chance. But if they need it on that farm, don't be no yard work done till that out there's done.
That comes first.
Yes, sir. The farm work, if they need it, changing cars or working on the cars or fixing fence or something like that. Everybody goes out there, all the men folks.
That's the way it was, I guess, when you were growing up. The work had to
come. Everybody worked. Wasn't like now. And it don't seem like the children's parents care whether they work or not. They work and try to get them what they say they want. Well, you know they don't have the money all the time, it's smart. But they got a chance to make a credit somewhere.
Oh.
And they'll go to their credit account and get things. Pay for it when they get the money. Plenty of things they do not need, but they want it. It ain't hitting the lick for us. Samuel, he finally went to work. He worked every day when they needed him. Sometimes he have to go at night. He work at night. And he just decided he'd go to work. And I'm glad, and I think it's time. Oh. But his mom thinks he works so hard. I say maybe he ain't working so hard, he's just working regular.
Just working regular.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I say yes, that must ain't so hard for him. She said, well, that's what he likes, hard work. She said that one day, Miss Smile. I said, since he decided he ought to work. I said, he was a long time making up his mind.
But now that's not farm work, that's town work.
That's town work. You know. That's not farm work. But he used to work on the farm. He used to help him in hay. He used to help Freddie with his watermelon. And I don't know what happened. They didn't help last year. They had some kind of falling out year before that. Well, thing about it, old man Fred, he don't know much about things. You know, everybody can't work. Don't know how to work, folks.
Mm-hmm.
So he got rough out there amongst them one day. I don't know where Freddie was. So they quit. Three or four of them quit. So he didn't go back out there. They say they don't mind working with little Freddie because he knew how to talk to you. He know how to preach, but his daddy don't. I say, you know what? I say, his daddy's so lazy. He is, Miss Bull. He's just so lazy. And he always think you ought to do more than you can do. And he ain't gonna do nothing but have it done. maybe running that store is what
he don't want to do that. But to say Miss Jane and Freddie sure didn't like it.
Oh.
Said Miss Jane told him, seems strange you couldn't stay out there a piece of day without running everybody off. And Freddie stays out there day after day, and they get along all right. So I don't think to let him go out there no more. He glad of it. If he don't go back, he glad.
Well, I notice he has a little help there in the store now.
Yes.
Glisten boy.
Now, who boy is that?
That's that Glisten boy. That oldest Glisten boy.
Mm-hmm.
I guess he figures he needs that help.
Oh, yeah. And the boy is so kind and faithful and wants to know what you want and everything. I'm glad he got in there. Now, you can go there. I have been there, Miss Miles, for things. Whatever he doing, he does it till he gets through.
Mm-hmm.
If he talking, he talk right on. And you standing there waiting on him. Finally, he takes the notion here come and asks you, what can I do for you? Or is it something you want? He know you want something, then you wouldn't be standing up there. But the boy, he soon should go in there if he's evening, it's good evening. What can I help you? Or what can I do for you? Or something, he goes right on and wait on him.
Well, you just can't be in a hurry, can you, when you go in there?
No.
If
no, I've been trying to make up my mind to go down there to get me some eggs. I thought, oh, yes, did I? I said, well, I'll go down there after a while. Then I thought about some Wednesdays he's closed. You go down there, you can't get in. I said, no. I'll wait till tomorrow, and I may wait till Friday. I'll have to go to work Friday, and then I can come on around by there.
You have to buy eggs?
Yes, ma'am.
I
got a chicken, Miss Miles.
I thought maybe Darcy's chickens would lay in.
Well, they lay, and they lay all out there in the bushes and everywhere, and you can't find a nest. Well, they don't hunt the eggs. They buy them. She said the children won't eat them. The pets.
Won't eat the eggs?
No. Won't eat the eggs, no, won't eat the chickens. The chickens, they're fat. They're been so grown up. And I ain't hunted their nests. If I find a nest and the eggs fresh, and I get them every one. But I ain't been able to find them. Yes, ma'am, I buy my eggs. What my boy don't bring me. They brings me some. Sometimes they bring me a dozen, sometimes they bring two. They mostly bring two, but my Lord, I ain't seen them in so long till I don't know when they're coming and when they're going to bring them. So I have to, you know, I like eggs in the morning. On my grits. I eat grits and eggs and coffee for my breakfast.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, whatever I can find, why, I eat that for my lunch.
Mm-hmm.
I started to go down there soon this morning. I said, no, I ain't going down there. I ain't going to get out there until it get warm, if I get out there at all.
Well, I guess I just thought there were plenty of eggs around. Now, Bessie has chickens. Does
yes,
she can get eggs?
Bessie has chickens. hers is, I think she told me she didn't have, but, oh, whether three hands or four hands, something is eat them up or done something. This is buying eggs, too.
Oh, she is?
Yes, when she gets to, she can't find the nest if the hen lean. She can't get out there. I mean, she him cackling out there, but she can't. So she just buys some.
Do you have to fix the nest for them? Mm-hmm. How do you get them to?
Well, they'll make their own nest if they steal it out there in the woods. Uh-huh. Now, if you got them like you ought to have chickens in a yard, yeah, then you fix nests for them.
Uh-huh.
And I was raising chickens. That's the way I raised mine. And then, when they used to have them to the house, that's the way they fix it up there. They was in a yard, and they had a house built to roost in at night, and the nest is outside, just fixed round like that. You get ready for the egg, just going out there to nest and get them. You didn't pick up no dirty eggs and sand and all that kind of stuff. They clean.
Mm-hmm. Well, I guess I thought Bessie had hers close enough around that she could get in.
Well, she got a little house, for her to roost in. But now the goose, he got the yard, the same chicken pen, you'd call it, where she used to keep them all in there.
Oh, I
but
see.
But she had her little house built outside, up next to Fred's field in her yard. And she keeps her chickens in there. Mm-hmm. And they could go in there in the morning. She'd turn them out. They're just out there in the yard. You know, Fred had corn out there.
Mm-hmm.
And he left lots of waste out there. They go out there.
Mm-hmm. And then they lay out there.
Yes. Miss Molly, that sure was good.
Well, that helped our breakfast along a little bit, didn't it?
Yeah. Really.
Well, these cold mornings, you need a little grit.
Yes. Well, I eat grits all the time, every morning, mostly. Some mornings, I don't. If I got to go to work, it's so soon till I don't feel like nothing. But I'll make me a cup of coffee and drink that. Maybe just an egg by itself or something like that. Because I tell them I don't know nothing. I like no better in the morning and no grits. Just white bacon and eggs. I love white bacon.
Oh.
Some folks, they want ham or sauces or something. But in the morning, just plain bacon.
White bacon.
White bacon for me. And they have bacon down there sometime to the house, but it's mostly smoked.
Uh-huh.
They don't like white bacon. I'm telling them, when I was growing up, that's all I seen. White bacon. I said, it was good then, and it's good now. To me. You know, Miss Myers, since everything has got so easy and oh, and folks has got so lazy. They don't try to have nothing at home. Cheaper to buy. Yeah. Now, said he buys seeds, he plants his garden, he sells his green in the place of him buying them, he go sell them. Well, they have that money to do something else with what he has to do. You know, we got all that ground there growing up in weeds. Still, we don't have as much as Lord Johnson got. Growing up in weeds for nothing. But it looks to me like, of course, you do with your money what you want to. But folks that's not going to take care of nothing, I don't think they ought to have nothing. Just like that. Now, y'all got your old car, horses, and then you just as faithful seeing after them as you is your own body. They can't take care of themselves. And they're yours. And the way you appreciate it is to take care of them and do things what you know they can't do. They dependent on you, and you ain't going to disappoint them. But that's the way I done. But now I got to where I can't do nothing I want to do. I used to have me holes, tater rakes, yard rakes, and all kinds of things. Shovel for me to work with around my yard. I'd get my ground plow to put out my potatoes. Then I'd get it plowed and fixed up for the taters to go in the ground. Then I have to plow them, till time to dig. I'd take my hoe and work me and them children, my children. We hold taters this evening. We pull the weeds out of them. You know, when they got up spreading all over the ground, me and them children pull the weeds out. Kept them clean till time to dig them. Then I'd get somebody to come climb up for me. And me and them children pick them up. Then got nothing growing over there. Well, had a few peas planted there, and they done nicely. Didn't pick them, but I got about two good pickings off them. I don't think there's but four rows. All that ground and four rows of peas. Jake Brown was picking peas and selling them by the creek. And I see his wife, she works for Miss Floyd. Well, that leave Jake by himself to work it or pick him up somebody if he could. But if he couldn't get nobody that day, he was there that day. And his ma, he raised the nicest potatoes, they tell me. I ain't seen Jake in a long time, but he's busy working. Mm-hmm.
Well, now, those potatoes that you grew and the children picked, they'd last you all winter almost,
yes,
wouldn't they?
Yes, ma'am. All the winter.
And you didn't have to buy any?
Didn't have to buy no potatoes. We would bank them. Sometimes I'd have two big banks I couldn't reach around. See, I put one size in this bank. And I put a smaller size over there in that bank. Well, now the vines, I cut them off and bury them, cover them up in dirt, so nothing on harm. Next April, or next year, whenever I hear it, I take my rake and go down on the cover and rig them out. Some of them have leaves on them like that.
Why, Miss Daisy?
Yeah. I'd take them up from there. Well, Ben, he would mostly cut them, you know, and fix them like they ought to be. He'd eat them things up when he'd be plying. Well, of working on the farm. The children had to go to school. Well, then I'd be out there digging till they come. Put what time I had in there. Well, I didn't want my scared to rake the dirt off him, you see, Miss Molly. But when he come, he didn't have nothing but take his knife and cut him the length he wanted him. Well, in April of last month, well, we put out our tables. We start our table crop. And on that same little piece, we raised the nicest watermelons right there, as I tell them. You can say what you want, but you know what have happened to you, and I know what happened to me. I tell them, I say, I lived better in a rented house, and I'm living in my own. I says, I had my chickens, I had my hog, I had my garden, and I had my sweet potatoes, watermelons. I said, nah, I ain't got nothing. I said, that makes me think I lived better in a rented house and I do in my own. Got the ground here, but everybody's got too lazy to work. And I'm not able to work. I just can't do it. If I was able, I'd have it now. But I ain't. I can't.
Now, Miss Daisy, these mounds, was that for your sweet potatoes?
These vines.
The mounds that you put them in.
Yes.
To keep.
This is channel one, channel two right, 425, and all the from this that I'm transferring from the tape I ruined, and this is for Thursday morning early, the 19th of November, 1970. This is Channel 2 right. Now, there's nothing else on this side, and it's continued on Channel 2 over. It's continued on Channel 2 over. And that's all there is on this side. 425, Channel 1, Channel 2 right. And it's continued on Channel 2 over.